All right. Today is Daf Nun. We're on Nun. 50th Daf of Maseches Chulin. Daf Nun. We're on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. So, 1, 2, 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. More. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Amar of Nachman. Amar of Nachman. One line above that. Amar of Nachman. We'll learn today for Fuah Shleima for Shoshana Basia Bas Rachel Devorah. Now, more. Okay, I can say more trefus. Amar of Nachman. Chelev ha'asoy kikova ain asote. If the chelev covers over the looks like a helmet, meaning it covers certain kind of chelev, it's covers somewhere. Ain asote. That chelev doesn't really act as a plug to seal up any hole. We said yesterday some chelev does, this chelev doesn't. You're gonna need the picture book today because I just don't know where this. I have the same pictures you have, but the picture book will make it a little clearer. What? No. Hecha, where is that? Where is that? Where is this chelev? Where is this chelev? So hecha, where is it? Amrila, some say chiti dekarkisha. It's the wheat-shaped area at the rectum of the animal. That's what some say. The amrila, some say tarkisha deliva. Something by the heart. Some area by the heart. Okay? Next. Amar Rava, Shmas bin Azar of Nachman. We learn from Nachman, Tarti, two things. Chimsa, Ubar Chimsa. There's two types of fat. There's Chimsa, and there's Bar Chimsa. Where is this? The Gemara will say in a few minutes. Chad Sasim, the Chad Lo Sasim. One is a good plug to plug up holes. One's not a good plug. Below you down a Hymenet. We don't know. I don't know what. Which one's the good one? I don't know. Which one's the bad one? I don't know. No. What we're going to say it is? I don't remember. No. I don't think so. Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Rav Huna Bre... Huh? Oh, it could be one of the stomachs? Okay. What do you mean? Chimsa and Bar Chimsa? We don't know what they are yet. We're going to say... It could be. I don't remember. Rav Huna Bar Chinina, Rav Huna Bre, Rav Nachman, Amar, Bar Chimsa, Sasa. Says Rav Nachman... The Bar Chimsa is the one that tussim. Chimsa lo tussim. Chimsa doesn't work. Amr of Tavut. The Shimanach, the Simon is, Yafa kovach ha-ben mi kovach ha-av. The son is stronger than the av. That phrase, Rashi points out, that phrase appears by a Shavua. The point is that the Bar Chimsa, the Bar means the son, is better than the Chimsa. Why? Because it could actually plug up a hole. High chimsa, a high bar chimsa. What are these things? So Tashma, Summer of Nachman. Inhu, Mechal, Achli. In Eretz Israel, they eat it. Because to them, they consider it chelev tahar. Uludidon, and according to us, Mistam Nami lo sasim. Forget that we're not eating it. You can't even plug up the hole. Such a difference we have. Right? But what do you see from the story? Right? What do you see from here? From Rav Nachman's part, that chelev, the chelev that we have a difference about with Eretz Yisrael ate it, we don't eat it, that's chelev that is sasim. And that's called Bar Chimsa, and that's what we argue in between us and Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara asks, Da Kashta, on the bow, Kulei Alma lo Pligi, the asim. That everyone agrees is asim. If you look at a picture of what's going on here, you're right, by the way, it is one of the stomachs. It's the fat that surrounds stomach number four. So it looks like a bow. It looks like a bow and arrow. It looks like a bow. A bow has two parts. It has a curved handle and a string. So it's a similar type of thing. There's a curve, and then a straight line, which they're going to call the string. So akadakashta on the curved part. Kuli amalo pligid. That everyone holds its chelev. That everyone holds on. Keep pligid. The whole machlokas is diasra on the string part. Right? And if you look at the picture, there's a picture of the chelev, there's a picture of a stomach. Stomach, it's a curvature, this cava, stomach number four, has a curve to it. This fat, outside that is a fat, and then there's like a line going down, that's called string part. It could be, others say the other way around. Diaspora, on the string part, kuliyamalo pligi the shari. That's, everyone holds his mutter. Ki pligi da kashta. What are they arguing? They're arguing the bow part. Kedam Rav Avia, Amr Rav Ami, mekamtan, that what you do is, you're mekamtan it. What does that mean? I think it means you peel it, skim it. You skin it. Now, if you skin it, so you have to be very, very careful. Because your mom is playing with fire over here. Between what's mutter and what's also. Exactly. So, come to, they skimmed it. They brought it. Shamiya de Rav Chanina, Havika Kamei de Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina's servant, the attendant, was helping out Rav Chanina. Amalei, Rav Chanina said, come out, do it, skim it, have lid lechol, and bring it, and we'll eat. So Chazia, he saw, he was like delayed, he was like, you know, he wasn't so excited about it. Amalei, Bavloyat, oh, you're from Babel, so you don't eat this stuff, all right, so kum shenit, so throw it out, don't eat it. Oh. Okay. Tanya, Shirming a little Omer, the name may ayin shenikvu. If the stomach got a hole in it, the lecha stomps on, and the lecha, the liquid, seals up the hole. Not the stomach. I'm sorry, the intestine, and the liquid seals it. Sure, that's good. My lecha. What kind of liquid is it? It's Omer of Hakahana. Shirka d'me'aya d'nafik agav duchka. It's the liquid of the walls of the intestine that come out when you squeeze it. What those liquid is, I have no idea. It's not water, it's not dam, it's right, it's some kind of fat that's absorbed in the wall, and when you squeeze it comes out. That's such a thing. Right, some kind of fat, that liquidy fat that's in the walls, when you squeeze it comes out. Okay, very good. Now, Gemiri Chavre de Rabbi Abba. They have a tradition. The friends of Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba, Umanu, who is that? That's Rav Zera. But Amrilei, some say, Chavrei de Rav Zera, Mayor of Zera, the friends of Rav Zera told Rav Zera, Umanu, who's that? Rabbi Abba. Anyway, well, there's a lot of names over here. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Rav Chia, Bar Abba, Hachi Amar, Rav Chia, Bar Abba, Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kevshirim Ben Gamliel B'Treifa, Halacha Kevshirim Ben Gamliel B'Avel. We possibly have Shirim Ben Gamliel when it comes to Treifa, and possibly Shir Megillah when it comes to Avel. So now we're going to have a nice tangent of Hilchot Avelos. Also, this is a halacha that rarely will come up. Halacha, I mean, it could come up, it's unusual. Halacha of Shir Megillah by Treifa. Halacha of Shir Megillah by Treifa. Hadamar. What we just said. That what? That the liquid of an intestine can seal the intestine. Rav Shirim Avel, Mighty. What about the halacha of Shir Megillah by Avelos? It's none, because we learn like this. When a person, we're going to assume that a normal case is, that a relative passes away, and the family's right there when it happens. They're in the same town, they're in the same city, they know right away when it happens, the kibur takes place the next day, or maybe even that day, and the shiva begins. Right? Now, that's the normal case. What happens if there's a relative who doesn't know about it? He lived far away, and he showed up as a lark. He just showed up. And they told him, it's a good thing you're here because our mother just passed away. Right? He didn't know. So when does he start counting Shiva? Does he count with the rest of the family? Does he have his own count? Right? So this could come up. It's unusual. It's more usual in a time where there was no communication. Right? In a time where there's communication, it's very hard for this to come up. It only comes up when you don't talk to the relative. You don't tell him. Right? You don't tell him. Right. So here's the story. Kol Shloshi Yom HaRishonim. For the first 3 days of Shiva, Ba Mimakom Karo, if the relative comes from close by, Rashi says it's a 1 day journey, if he lives within 1 day from where you are, then Moni Imahen, then his Shiva becomes the Shiva of the family. Basically, he saves himself Shiva. Doesn't have to sit a full Shiva, he's only going to sit however many days the family is sitting. He shows up on day two, he's only going to sit for 5 days. Why? Because he was 1 day away. Again, how this happened, they didn't tell us, I don't know. But it happened. It happened. Bimakom rachok, but if he comes from very far away, more than a day journey, then Mona Elas, he had a count on his own. Okay? Mikan be'elech, after day number 3, afilu bimakom karov Mona Elas, even if he comes from down the block, he has to count on his own. Why? That's the halacha. Rabbi Shimon, that's the Tanakh. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I feel it'll be Yom Shvi, even if it's the seventh day. Bar Mimakom Karov Moni Imahem. Even if it's the seventh day, as long as he's close, he's within a day journey. Again, how this happened, why he didn't come, I don't know the details, but the halacha is, he counts shiva with them, meaning he'll count one day of shiva. That's the halacha. And we're going to say, regarding that halacha, we hold like Rav Shimon. That's the halacha in Avela. Now, Amar Mandahu, somebody said, Rashi says, Amar Mandahu, Echad min ha-talmidim. One of the talmidim. V'lo ha-yizokrin. We don't know who it is. We don't remember who it is. Elo shesidru ha-gemara mihava. The Gemara doesn't say who it is. Some Talmud said, Iski, I hope one day I'll be zocher, the Asik, and I can go, the Agra el shmaitse mepure demara, and I can hear the words of Torah from a Rebbe himself. Not secondhand. Anyway, Kisalik, he once was zocher to go, Ashkechel Rabbi Abba, bread of Chieber Abba, he found Rabbi Abba, the son of Chieber Abba, Amalei, Amar Mar, Halacha Kerv Shir Megalil B'Treifa? Is the Halacha like Kerv Shir Megalil B'Treifa? That's what he's worried about. That's the first question he asked. So what's the story with the liquid in the intestine? Does that make it treifa or not? Right? You always have, if you ever had an opportunity to spend time with a gadol, right, what would you ask him? I would not ask any halacha. I would only ask hashkafa. If I had time to spend with a gadol, I would not ask that one halacha question. Right? Nobody would. You would only ask hashkafa. How come this? How come when Mashiach comes? Right? All the hashkafa questions he would ask. Halacha? Okay, so whatever halacha it is. I'm not wasting the gadol time with that. Right? They never do that. It's always halacha. Right? Why? To go on the record, that's correct. So? Right. It's interesting. I wish I could go. I go meet him. What did he ask him? Some detail in the trip. Right. Well, but there's hashkafa in the Gemara also. Right. So on my life, the answer's back. Ain't halacha amri. No, I said the halacha is not like him. Kirshirba aval mai. What about by avil? What's the story by avil? Amalei. Pulutinu, it's a machloka. Itmar. Rechista am halacha. Rechina am yachan halacha. Revnachman am ain't halacha. So it's a machloka if we even hold like this by the avil's issue. By the way, the ain't halacha kirshirba and a little bit treifa. We don't hold like him by treifa. We do not. Halacha kirshirba avil. But by avil's we do hold like that. Why? When it comes to Havela for Mako. Right? It doesn't mean you do whatever you want. It means if you have two Shitas, and one is Mako, one is Machmer, you're allowed to rely on the Mako Shita. Right? Okay. Amar of Shimi Barchia, Mekifim Bibne Me'ayim. You can compare poles. Okay? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mekifim Bibne Me'ayim. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines with the lines are wide, all on the left side. A keep him with name Ayim. Im nimsu nikuvim. If you found a nekev, right? You need help? If you found a nekev, the ein anu yodin, and you don't know, im kodim shchita, the im achar shchita. You don't know when this happened. Did it happen before Shechita? Did it happen after Shechita? So here's what you do. Nokvin nekev achar betzido. Make another nekev. Make another hole. I'm going to compare. Veroin. In marehim shavin. If the holes look similar. Kshera. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? The biyadua, because it's for sure. Dila achar Shechita. It happened after Shechita. And if it doesn't look the same, then you know that this nekev happened before. Do a test. That's what it means, do a test. Okay? It's a whole machlokas. That's very simple, do a test. Now, listen to the story. Hanu b'nei me'ayim, there was a case of a stomach, the asulah made the rava, they brought it in front of rava, Atkinu, he did the test below Idnu, and it didn't look the same. It didn't look the same. So therefore, Rav was going to treat him. Asa Rav Mashar Shabrei, so Rav's son, shows up, Mamashmesh Bahu, and he starts handling the part of the stomach that they're going to do the test on, that he did the test on. And all of a sudden, the idnu, it looked the same. So Amar Lay, Manalacha, what'd you do over here? Rabbi says to his son, what's going on here? What's going on here, my son? So Amar Lay, Kami Yadam Mishamshu Bahani, the Kame Delay to the Kame Demara. How many people handled this stomach till it got to you, Rabbi, my father? Right? Someone shafted it, had a Shiloh. They're looking at it, they showed it to the other Shokhate, they showed it to the third Shokhate, they showed it around, they got to this Rav, the other Rav. Rav, until it got to you, how many people handled it? Now you took a fresh stomach and tested it. That's not a fair test. Mess up this one, tumble with this one for a head, I'll play around with it, and then see if they're the same. Sure enough, they're the same. Brilliant, no? Brilliant. So, Amalei, the Rav says to his son, Chokim Bari, Bree. You're smart, my son, but Trefus, Kirby Yochanan, just like a Yochanan. So Rashi says to Chutzim, Kirby Yochanan, the whole Mili, in everything. Even though we said the word Trefus, right? So what does that mean? What does Rashi mean, the whole Mili, everything? You're just like a Yochanan, unbelievable. Then, Lishnachmina, Kirby Yochanan, Chachim, but Trefus. The Yochanan was a big expert in Trefus. Could Darmin le Kamav, we're going to have later on, Shadali Shmuel, Trefus, Gamli, Sveki, to Trefusa. He sent him 13 camels. Shiloh and camels. Camels aren't even kosher. Right? Says the 13 Shiloh. Okay? Very good. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damri Tarvayu, Hakifim Bereiya. Could do the same test to the lung. Same test to the lung. Omar Rabba, Lomar, Elab, Osaruga. That's only true if it's on the same row. What do we mean by row? The same row in the Uma and the Una, same row. Aval, the Aruga, La Aruga, Lo. Not from one row to another row. Even from row to row, as long as it's midaka la daka, from daka, from thin to thin, or bigasa, it doesn't mean from a thin animal, it means from the uma part or the una part, the main lobe or the secondary lobe. You can't check an uma to an una. You can't check a smaller area to a bigger area. Right. Right. Only if it's a suffix when the puncture happened. Why would it have a suffix? I don't know, maybe they did a cursory check and it was good. Then they checked it a half hour later, you have to see what the case is. Then we're going to have the same halacha about five different other parts of the body. Abayu, Rabbi Yom, Tabayu. Akifir Makana, you do the same thing in the esophagus. In the trachea. Right? Same thing. Amar Papa, Lomar, and Elba Osa Chulia. That's only true if it's in the same Chulia. Chulia means ring. It's in the same ring, the windpipe, right? The windpipe is a hard ring. So you have to have. So if there's a hole there, you can check the hole to another. Avol b'chulia b'chulia lo. You can't check from one area in the chulia to another chulia, to another ring, three rings. You can even check from one ring to another ring. When we bar chulia l'bar chulia, you can even check from the bar chulia. The bar chulia is underneath. Where it's a little bit different looking. Avalo micholia lebarcholia, below mi barcholia lecholia. But you can't check from the underneath to the top, from the top to the underneath. Amma Ziri says, chalchulis shenikva, the chalchulis, which is a part of the rectum area, right? That got a nekev, kshera. It's still kosher the animal. Why? Hoel virechayim mamidas osa. Because the hips will support and make that problem not into a problem. The comma, how much does the whole have to be? It's going to be good. I'm Rabbi Eloi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Makom hadevet beruvo. If it's connected to the, if it's the part of the hip that's touching this area of the body, the rectum area has to be rove. Shalom makom hadevet. If it's not the connected part, the mashahu. Halacha is a mashahu. Amru Rabbanon Kmeid Rava, Mishmeid Rav Nachman. It said this over to Rava in the name of Nachman. Amr, he said, Lav me amina lehu, didn't I tell you, lo titzlu bei, buki siriki, not to give empty vessels, empty kalim in the name of Nachman. Hach yamr of Nachman. Here's what Nachman said, Makom adevek, if it's the place where they're attached, afilu nitel kulo, even if all of it's removed, kosher, it's kosher. Not all of it, bu shenesh dayabok, it takes pizza. That's to be enough to grab. Kama, how much is that? Amar Abaya, Kamole Badata Batura. The finger's length in the ox. Okay. Okay, next. Yeah. Right. Okay, next one was Hakeres Hapnimus. The inner keres. How do they translate that in English? The inner paunch, one of the stomachs. Paunch, what's a paunch? One of the stomachs. So we're going to have like an eight-way machlokes of what this means. And very, and one of the questions we've been having the past week and a half is going to be answered today. Hakeres Hapnimus. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Hey, Nasan Bar Shila, who was he? He was the Reish Tabchaya de Tzipori. He was the chief Shochet in Tzipori. He testified, L'snei Rebbe, in front of Rebbe, Mishum Rebbe Nasan, in the name of Rebbe Nasan, Ezehu he Keres Hapanimus. What is that? What part of the animal is that? Nobody knew. So he said, Sanya Divi, which the article translates as the Sikum. Sikum. What's the Sikum? Ever heard of that word before? What is that? The large what? Okay. And what about in an animal? The animals don't have appendages. Transition to small and large intestine. Okay. So how did that work in an animal, a cow, that has four stomachs? Oh, it's beyond all four stomachs. Okay. The Chayin Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Sanya Divi, the Sikum. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel said, Istumcha de Karsa. What does that mean? The stomach of the porch. The Asi Amr of Yochanan, Makom Tsar Yesh Bekeres, there's a narrow passageway in the stomach. The Ani Adeya Ezehu, I really don't know where it is. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Nafal Karza the Bira. By you telling us you don't know where it is, you've taken the stomach and you've thrown it into a pit. In other words, that's not helpful. It's not helpful at all. Amr of Acha Bar of Ava, Amr of Asi, Min Hametar Ulamasa. It's a narrow passageway going down. Going down where? Oh, I'm not sure. Rabbi Yaakov bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel, Makom She'ein Bo Milat. It's a place where there's no wool. It's inside the animal. In other words, some of these areas here were hairy. It's a place where the hair ends. Whatever that is, that's where this keratopnimi is. Rabbi Avina Amar Gneva, Mishmei Derav, Tefach B'deshet Samach L'keres. It's the last Tefach of the food pipe. Zehu Keres HaPnimis. That's where it is. Now, you have far away than the other Shita. The other Shita held after all the stomach. Here, it's the last Tefach before you're going into the first stomach. Opposite end of the cow. Omri B'ma'a Rava Mishmei Derav Yosi Bar Chanina Kol HaKeres Kulo Zehu Keres HaPnimis. It's the whole thing. The whole keres is called the keres of it. Bezu keres achiton. What's called the keres achiton then? Basar hachofa es rov hakeres. That's the basar that surrounds rov of the keres. Rav bar Rav Huna Amar, another sheet of what this is. It's amazing. Nobody knew what it was. Mafarta. It's the mafarta. My mafarta, what does that mean? Amar of Avya, hecha de fri tatri. When a shokhi would hang the animal by its leg, after it's dead, slit open the stomach, it opens up, that area, that's it. That's what it is. Hey, that's what it means. This is one of the trapezes. This is one of the 18 trapezes. It's a hole there. Yeah. So, it's Amar Bavya Hecha de Priyatati, Benarda of the Kirava Baravuna. In Naharda, they acted like Rava Baravuna. That what? That's the area. Right? Exactly. Amalei Rav Ashi Meimar Kol Hanishmaita Mai. What about everybody else's sheet here? There were eight sheets here. Amalevo, Kula Shaykhi, Bidderabba Ravuna, he includes everybody. He doesn't include everybody, he includes almost everybody. What about Bidderab Asi Umber of Yochanan Mai? What about him? Right? What did he say? He said, the area between what? Yeah. A Malay, Kvar Fishur of Achar Avia. Achar Avia already said it's the small, it's a place where you go, where it's narrow and it goes down. And that includes when it's split open. But Rav Avina, Bedeva Rav Amai, what about them? What about Rabbi Avina and Bnei Ma'arava? What about them? What did they say? He said it's the last tefach by the Veshet, and the name Arava said it's the entire thing. Amalei, Hanu Badakli. That's for sure I got that. That's for sure Machloka. Okay? Now, that's for sure a Machloka. Okay, now, let's learn the Rashi of Mai. 1, 2, 3. It's the third line where the lines are wide. Y'all see this Rashi's for you. Ready? See Rashi? See the Rashi Mai? Mai, the kiv on sin. You see it? The kiv on sin. The lo astig, since we don't have a psak over here, we don't have a psak. What is here? What's the answer? Because he said, well, the whole is Rabbi Avrachana. So he includes everybody. He doesn't include everybody. He doesn't include two shitas. He rises the machlokas. That's how we ended off. Says Rashi, the kiv on the lo ifsak, hilchasa, since we don't know what the halacha is, abdina lechumra. You have to be machmir, safi daraisa. Utarfinan b'chol hakeres, and we will trade the entire stomach b'nekev b'mashahu, any nekev b'mashahu, kibnei ma'arava. They held it's the entire stomach area. We have no choice, you have to be machmir like them. Maybe they're right. Says Rashi, umihu, this is Rashi talking in the 1100s, 1000s, right? Umihu, however, Kol hanach trefo, every single trefo, anan lo tarchinan lemidbiki basrayu. We do not check them. Every trefo we don't check. Why? To call kama delo mashkechinan, as long as they're not common, azlinan basaruva. We follow the majority. Kidenafkalam parakama, like we learn in parakama. What's Rashi doing? He quotes tafiral, but we had. How do you know you go basaruva? Remember we learned that? That's nothing to do with trade. In general, how do you know you go bust the rope? That's Rashi. We don't know, it's not common, we go bust the rope. Therefore, we don't check anything. Me'a aliyah tamima, we learned it out, how you know you go bust the rope, we learned it out from aliyah tamima, we crawled tuba, a lot of tukum over there. Ube sirchi diri'iya, however, in the sirchis on the lung, mishom dishchichan, those are common, but kina bitarvayhu, you have to check both. You have to check the lungs. Both lungs. Right? You have to check the lungs. Ask the Lev Arya. What possessed Rashi to say this here? If I were Rashi, I would have put this Rashi in the Mishnah. This is the number one din you have to know about Chayfus. By the way, we're going to start a very long, hard parakasichiv. Don't worry about it. None of it's halacha l'maisa. You know why? Because none of it's row. None of it's shchiyas. We go but a row. Except for the lungs. Stop, tucked away in the middle of that nunam and being, Rashi gives you the number one principle. What? So Lev Ari answers. Because the Rashba held that the reason why you check trachea, the reason why you check the lung, is not because of what Rashi said. Different reason altogether. The Rashba held, the reason why you check the lung is because it's very easy to check. And if something's easy to check, how could you not check it? It's like I see the trace there, but I'm going to turn away and not look at it. How could you do that? And the Lashon of the Rashba, the Rashba's Lashon is, he says, Nirik ilumalam ayim in an itzer. It's like you're closing your eyes to eat itzer. I'm closing my eyes, not itzer, I'm closing my eyes. How could you do that? How could you do that? Therefore, you have to check the lung. Very easy to check. Says Rashi, he's 100% wrong. You know why? Because if that were the case, I mean, you slit open the stomach, why don't you check everything? It's also easy. says Rashi, that's not the reason. The reason is because of what I said. So whether it's robe or not robe, whether it's shchiach or not, nothing to do with easy and hard. Nothing to do with that. What has to do with? Has to do with whether it's shchiach. Shchiach, you have to check. If it's not shchiach, don't bother. Robe. That's why it's here. Because the Lehari explained, when you split up an animal, you split it open, so they'll look at everything. It's very easy. You don't have to undo, you don't have to take apart, checking the spine, none of that. It's right here. In plain view. Don't you check? The answer is, that's not the reason you check. You don't check because it's easy. You check because it's shchiach. Not shchiach, don't bother yourself. That's why it's here. What do you mean? Probably they never checked anything. That what? No, he's asking a very good question. Either he's right, I read somewhere, maybe in that book. That book might have said that the Gaonim changed everything. Might be in there, I don't remember. He's asking a good question. The whole Masechta, the whole parak is about checking for everything. And then Rashi comes along, we don't check anything. So when did it change? Rashi made it up?
And we don't check anything.
So either the answer is, I read somewhere that the Gaonim came and changed everything, or maybe us is right. When you see a problem, you can't be blind to it. You can't be blind. If something looks funny, you have a duty. In general, you have no duty to check anything, you go bust the road. Now, you have to notice something. You can't say, well, you can't go bust the road if it goes against the fact. Right. That the whole kasha in robe. The question by robe always is, does robe create the fact right now, or it's a legal convention? In other words, I have three pieces of meat. Two are kosher, one's for sure not kosher. Tosa halacha, mina Torah. I can eat all three. Why? Robe. Does that turn the third one into kosher? Or does it mean I'm allowed to eat the head to eat it? Why? We have a din called robe. Same thing over here. I'm not checking anything. Why? Rove. Does that mean it became heter? Or what's the difference? We have to find an afkamina between the two states.
No. What? No.
Well, what's an afkamina? Right, exactly. Allah has reality. Exactly what he's saying. So I don't know. It's a very good question. You have to ask the historian. Was it always either these are cases where they had a problem? They noticed something funny in the stomach. They noticed something if it didn't look right. Normally they never check it. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu never checked it. Or no, they used to check it at some point in time. By Rashi already they had it. Rashi already records. We don't check anything anymore. Right? So was it always that way? Or just a new invention from the Gaonim, Rishonim? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. But see, I would have to say that if people are honest, and by the way, each animal that has a trade is a huge law. It's a huge, tremendous law. So you would hope and pray that if there is a slaughterhouse and they notice something, that they would investigate. Right? Wouldn't we hope that would be the case? If they see something funny, that stomach is funny looking, would they investigate it, or they would say, listen, Rashi said go bust it off, Shulchan Aruch, let's just send it off to the assembly line. You'd hope they wouldn't do that. What goes on, I don't know. I'm not there. Right? What? Do they? You would hope they would. Right? Sometimes they would thought if you go to a slaughterhouse, you probably wouldn't need meat anymore. Right? Okay. Next. Let's go right now. Now, the next trait in the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda Omer the Gedola. Right? So we said by a large animal, by a small animal. Okay? It's very short. Gemara has a little two dots. It's not easy at all. So what did we say? What did the Mishnah say? Back up. What did the Mishnah say? If there's a shear of a behemah gedola, it's roe, and if it's a behemah katana, it's tefa. Right? In the stomach. And we said it doesn't mean an ox as opposed to a baby goat, a big animal or a small ox. It meant if it's a big ox or a small ox. That's what we said it meant. Right? So again, the shiurim are roe or tefa. Amar v'yomer b'yafet, Amar v'lazar, lo gedol gedola mamish, v'lo katana mamish. Right? These aren't, doesn't mean gedola mamish and katana mamish. Ella, Kol shenikra ba tefa. If there was a tefa, rip. V'lo ha'viruva, but it's not yet rove. Zuhi sheshenina b'gdol tefa. That's what we meant when we said by a large animal, there's a tefa. Is it rove? No. But it's a tefa. So that's a huge rip. Viruva, what if it's rove? But v'lo ha'vitefa. But it's not a tefa. Zuhi sheshenina b'ktana viruva. That's what we meant. By a small animal, we said, rove. It's possible to have rove without it being a tefa. What? Now, ruba below have a tefa, pshita. If it's rove without a tefa, what kind of chiddush is that? After all, Rashi says, rubo kekula. Where did tefa come in? If it's rove, the whole thing is no good. Rubo kekula. Why even? That's not so obvious. Why throw a tefa into the mix? So the Gemara answers, the answer is, it's the rove is less than a tefach. And it's another mashahu more to get you to that tefach level. Now, the same, I would have thought, until it's a tefach, we'll have a trefa, it's still not a trefa. Why not? Because there's such a small difference to get to the tefach, even though you have rove. Kamash, Milan, I don't need a tefach. Rove is enough. Amar Gneva, Amar Vati, Nikdara, Kisela. If it got a hole like a Kisela, Trefa is a Trefa. Why? Shim Timtach, because if you're going to stretch that circular hole into a line, if you're going to do that, Tamar al Tefach, it's going to be a Tefach long. Amar Vchibar, Abba, Lididim, Mepharishli, Mened, Gneva, Mabar, Denarda. Gneva told me by the bridge in Ahardah, he told me the following. Kisela, Kshira. If it's exactly a Sela, it's kosher. Yoser Kisela. If it's more than a Sela, right, the size of a Sela coin, then Trefa. It's Trefa. Kama, yes, a Kisela. How much more does it have to be? Amr of Yosef, Kigon, the island, Tlas, Kishite, Bitsipa. When you want to push through three pits of a date that are lined with fruit, so they still have a little softness to them, Bidukata, you got to push through them. But below Tifa, if they don't have any fruit on them, then it has to be Garavva. You have to pass through nicely. So I think it means three fruits, three pits next to all three next to each other. Like, you know, two people trying to go through the door at the same time. That's what it means. Not one after the other. Then it's much smaller shear. What? Together, pushing through. Right? So if they're liquidy, then they say it's the same shear. Liquidy is it's forcing through. Non-liquidy is going through nice and easy. Alright? Very exciting stuff. Until the trade, until the trade, we'll stop here and we'll resume again tomorrow.